Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jim Irizarry. South Bend leaders say gun violence is down 48% and more guns involved in shootings have been taken out of the hands of criminals. That's compared to the average over the last 4 years. The use of gun violence snapshots, flock cameras, and ShotSpotter are big reasons why the numbers are down. But with community help, numbers can continue to decline with the use of private surveillance cameras. People in Marshall County are making their voices heard over a chicken farm coming to the Swan Lake neighborhood that would bring in over 20,000 chickens. Many neighbors and nearby businesses are worried about noise, smell, and potential contamination. The landowner wanting to build the chicken farm doesn't share those same concerns, though. Dennis Stutzman says that he's visited many similar farms where he couldn't even hear the chickens. He says he'll also do the mandated salt testing and solar testing for any contamination concerns. A woman was uninjured after she crashed her vehicle into a building yesterday morning in Elkhart. It happened at Amani's Beauty Salon just before 9 o'clock. Police say a preliminary investigation shows that the woman hit a utility pole and a small tree before driving into the building. Authorities believe the crash could have been caused by a medical episode. Officials say the building did not sustain any serious structural damage. Big plans are coming to one of South Bend's most storied parks, but those plans are missing one big thing. South Bend leaders have released a draft plan for the River Park neighborhood and Pottawatomie Park, but there are no plans for Pottawatomie Pool. City leaders say the pool will be demolished. Plans for Pottawatomie Park include a new playground described as a kids' nature play area. Although the Pottawatomie Pool will be gone, these plans do include upgrading the Pottawatomie Aquatic Center. St. Joseph County's Area Plan Commission approved a plan to transform more than 900 acres of farmland into an industrial site. The land is south of the toll road between Capitol Avenue and Bittersweet Road and goes south nearly to Douglas Road. Neighbors are raising concerns regarding traffic, utilities, and preserving Judae Creek. One of the major worries brought up was if the city of Mishawaka would annex the area. A 70-year-old South Bend man was found guilty of his ninth attempted bank robbery. Dennis Love was convicted of bank robbery and larceny in a building. Love had been previously convicted in multiple Midwest state and federal jurisdictions of bank robbery, attempted bank robbery, and brandishing a firearm during a robbery. Love will be sentenced as a habitual offender and faces life or any term of years. The college football transfer portal opened yesterday and included a surprise for Notre Dame. Starting punter Bryce McPherson announced yesterday that he's entering the portal. McPherson started 12 games for the Irish in 2023 and averaged over 45 yards per punt. McPherson's departure means that Notre Dame is left with two options currently on the roster, walk-on Chris Salerno and 30-year-old Eric Goins, who last played a college game in 2015 at the Citadel. Goins spent the last 7 years as an Army officer and joined the team this winter as a graduate transfer. Beloit scored 10 unanswered runs through the middle frames and dropped the South Bend Cubs 11-5 yesterday afternoon. The Cubs' record falls to 3-7. Today is another matinee between the two with first pitch at 12:10. Coverage starts at 11:50 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Gio Urshela had an RBI single and Matt Vierling scored on a wild pitch in the eighth inning to put Detroit ahead, and the Tigers' pitching continued their solid play to beat the Texas Rangers 4-2. Ketel Marte hit a tying solo home run with two outs in the ninth. Randall Grichuk won it with a pinch-hit RBI double in the 10th, lifting the Arizona Diamondbacks to a wild 12-11 victory over the Chicago Cubs. LeBron James had 23 points, 9 assists, and 9 rebounds, and the Lakers secured the 7th seed in the West with a 110-106 victory over the Pelicans in the Western Conference play-in tournament. The Kings stayed alive in the play-in tournament, eliminating the Warriors with a 118-94 victory last night. Sacramento will play at New Orleans Friday night to determine the West's 8th seed. The Detroit Red Wings were knocked out of playoff contention once again last night. Patrick Kane scored the shootout winner in a 5-4 Detroit win over the Montreal Canadiens in their regular season finale, completing a comeback after a dramatic game-tying goal from David Perrin with 3.3 seconds left in regulation. But it didn't matter. The Red Wings entered the night tied with Washington for the East's second wildcard spot, but the Capitals held the tiebreaker over Detroit with more regulation wins. Washington beat Philadelphia 2-1 in regulation. Also in the NHL, the Vegas Golden Knights beat the Chicago Blackhawks 3-1. The Blackhawks season wraps up tomorrow night in Los Angeles against the Kings.
Mostly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms right in the middle of the day with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujo.